Aval hachachomim lahora. Whereas the evil intellectuals, shehem bechinas chachmeyovim, like the Greek philosophers, and all of those that identify with them, that identify with secular cultures and secular wisdom and psychology and all of that stuff, darkom sheyorutzu v'yoifafu b'chachmosom lachgor leida b'ma she'en lohem reshus. Their nature, their style is, their methodology is, that they like to run and fly into wisdoms that they're not really qualified to study. They want to try to understand the mysteries of the universe and of creation and everything, and they're running in there, they got their sneakers on, they're running, they're going to conquer it all. V'heim meluchlochim b'chol hatinufim shel kol hataivos. Even though they're covered from head to toe, they're filthy with all the evil desires of this world, they're steeped in all kinds of illegal and illicit kind of desires. Umevakshim lachgor v'leida b'yidia selekusiyas barach. And they want to delve into and understand and be able to rationalize the ways of Hashem. Vaydeze be'emes novoichu v'nisu mo'oid mo'oid. And this is the truth is, this is what has messed them up so terribly. This is what has caused them to get so messed up and make so many mistakes in their perceptions, in their understandings. Ubo likfirois gedolos, and it has led them to major denial of Hashem and denial of religion. Why? And here comes this very critical statement. Ki yefsher leida be'elokus yisborach. It is impossible for a person to really know about Hashem and understand Hashem properly and understand the Torah properly. Ki im hakedoshim v'haprushim mikol hataivos. Other than those people who have achieved holiness and have succeeded in eliminating all of their evil desires and their evil characteristics, umikol minei taivas hakovoid, and people who have eliminated the desire for personal glory and personal honor, betachlis, beemes lamitoi, completely, 100%, kemoi ovois ha'olam. For example, like Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Moshe Rabbeinu, Dovid HaMelech, like those people. They are the only ones who, because of the fact that they've succeeded in overcoming defeating the Yetzirah and overcoming all their evil desires and midos rois, that's what has elevated them to a place where they can understand Hashem. They can understand the Torah properly. They know Yiddishkeit very, very well. Ushaar ha'olam, whereas the rest of the world, the people who have not yet succeeded in overcoming their Yetzirah completely, the people who have not yet rid themselves of all their Taivas Rois and Midos Rois, no matter how much Chumash they know, no matter how much Gemara they know, no matter how much everything, if they are not yet truly holy and haven't succeeded in purifying their hearts and getting rid of all the Taivas Rois and Midos Rois, Tzrichim Rak Leha'amin Bohem, ubedivreim hakdoshim. Their position has to be that we believe, we have faith in Hashem. We have faith in the true tzaddikim. Whatever they say, that's what it is. Not that I have to understand it, and if I don't understand it, and if it doesn't make sense to me, then I don't accept it. No, I realize that because I am not holy, because I have not yet overcome my desires, no matter how much I study, no matter how smart I am, no matter how many thousands of hours I learn, I will not be able to have a proper, clear understanding of Hashem yet. Because there's two requirements for that. You have to learn a lot, and you have to be a holy person. You have to be pure. If a person still has that junk inside of them, that junk will make it impossible for the person to have a proper understanding of Hashem, Torah, mitzvahs, Yiddishkeit. So if the person is going to want to understand it, they're going to be in deep trouble. So when a person's in that state, they have to believe. They have to believe in Hashem. They have to believe in the tzaddikim and go on faith. Kemavur kvar kama pa'amim, as we've discussed this already many times. Nimtza, therefore, she'ikar chachmois haroiz, she'im b'chinas chachmas yovan arasha hu ha'hepech mikolanal, that these secular cultures and secular wisdoms, this Greek philosophy stuff, is the opposite of what we're describing here. It's the opposite of Kiddusha. It's the opposite of the tzaddikim amitiyim. Shehim b'chinas sholoim larochoi k'valakoroiv. The true tzaddikim and the truly religious people are the ones who are larochoi k'valakoroiv, we said. That no matter how close they get to Hashem, they still realize that they're very far away. They're always humble and small. They always consider themselves very far from Hashem. Whereas these other turkeys, these Greek philosophers and these scientists and these doctors, these people, they're not small. They walk around as if they know everything, as if they have all the answers. And if they don't have the answer, then it doesn't exist. If they can't explain Hashem, then there ain't no Hashem. If they can't explain religion, then we ignore religion. We wipe it out. We make believe it doesn't exist. Ki hachachomim lahora, because these evil chachamim, darkom lorutz v'lo'uf lachkor b'ma she'en l'rishus. Their method is that they're running, they're taking courses and they're going higher levels of learning, university, graduate school, doctorate, and then going higher and higher, conferences and seminars, they're running and trying to delve into things that they are not qualified. They haven't passed, they don't have the prerequisites that you need to get into the study of theology, the study of religion, or the study of the universe, the real study of the universe. Veroitze sheyis yashvu loy kol hakushyes v'amavuchayis v'abilbulim v'akmimyes sichloy v'chol shtus daitoy. And they want to understand everything. They want everything to make sense to them. They want to be able to explain everything and rationalize everything. Hakol yisyashvu loy miyad. And they want to understand it all right now. They want to know it right now. And if they don't have the answers, then they just erase it. Then it don't exist. If they don't understand Hashem, we tear his name out of the phone book. We tear that page out of the phone book. There is no Hashem. There is no religion. And this is what pushes them away. This is what makes them very far from Hashem and from serving Hashem. And again, he's talking here about the non-Jews. He's talking about the Jews. And he's talking about the Jewish leaders. Jewish leaders who go on this path, chas v'shalom, who study Greek philosophy, who study Aristotle, yamach shemoy, and respect him, and they think that his path, that he was a great person, etc., rahman al-salam, all of that results in their distance from Hashem and distance from serving Hashem properly. Ve'ikar ha-pegam v'ha-tikun. One example, we've mentioned this in the past. We find it in Yoredei and Shulchan Aruch. In the laws where it speaks about amulets and things like that, there's a place where the Vilna Goin in the Bir HaGro and Shulchan Aruch speaks out in an incredible way against one of the leaders of the Jews who lived hundreds of years before him, a major, major name in Klal Yisrael. And he says that whatever this rabbi, this leading authority, whatever he says on certain topics of religion is to be ignored and discounted totally. He has no right to voice an opinion on these issues because of the fact that he studied these secular wisdoms, he studied Aristotelism, and as a result of that, this caused him to go off the path in certain areas of Yiddishkeit. And again, this is a very unusual case where this particular leader, what he says on other issues is respected very highly. He's one of the leading rabbis in Klal Yisrael. And what he says on other issues is acknowledged and respected. But the Vilna Goin said anything he says regarding amulets, regarding angels, regarding spiritual topics, which are discussed in the Gemara, in the Zohar Kodesh, and other places, whatever opinions this rabbi voices on those issues, we discount, we ignore completely, because the study of philosophy clouded his mind and caused him to see things completely improperly. Because the Vilna Gaon writes, because regarding these items, regarding spiritualism, the way to understand it is not through Greek philosophy, it's not through secular wisdoms, it's only through the wisdoms of the Sifrei Kabbalah. Those Sfarim are the only ones who can give a person a proper, clear understanding of Hashem and spirituality and all things related to that. The Ikara HaPegam, the Hatikin, who told you Bahadibur. And as we mentioned before, the main thing that causes this problem and the main solution to this problem is all in the mouth. It's all in Dibur. Diburim Roim, we said, Shaidei Pegama Diburim, through the wrong kind of words, Befrat Aidei Lashon Hara, especially when a person speaks Lashon Hara, when a person speaks against another Jew. Mikolshkein kim shemedabrim lashon hara al ksheirim tzadikim amitim, especially if a person speaks lashon hara against truly religious people or against tzadikim, ayideze oisim knofayim lahanochosh kanal, that puts wings onto that snake. The snake is the secular wisdoms, and if a person speaks diburim roim, especially if he speaks against tzadikim, that multiplies the effectiveness of those secular wisdoms. Shaydeze mizgaber boi b'chinas chochma shel sheker ukfirois shenemshochim mechochmas yovan shuzua mas hakanochosh kanal. When a Jew speaks these diburim roim, then these wisdom, these false wisdoms, these secular wisdoms, these wisdoms that reflect a lack of faith in Hashem, all grow inside that person. And that leads the person to have all kinds of doubts and questions about Hashem and about tzaddikim and all kinds of crookedness, all kinds of misinterpretations. Because the person's trying to understand everything and explain everything. And the person's trying to understand things which are totally out of their league, completely. Things that are way, way above their level. The Ikar HaTikun Al Yedei Diburim Kedoshim. And the main solution for this is by speaking words of Kedusha. For the person to watch himself, to be very careful not to speak any diburim roim, diburim kedoshim shel toiru tefila, and for the person to really pour on a lot of words of toira and tefila, ubefrat laharbois betefila v'tachnunim v'sicha beinoy l'vakaynoy, especially the tefila piece. Especially to pour on a lot of tefillah and hisbodedus, speaking to Hashem in your own words. Those kind of words will generate holy wings, wings of kedusha, shehim b'chinas sholoim larochik v'lakorev kanal, to help the good side, the good guys who we described before are the ones who are rochik v'korev. That's how we bring about the downfall of the wings of the snake, which are the opposite of the larochoik v'lakorev. It's the opposite of the true chachamim.